Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our gradual warm-up continues today, a high in the middle 50s. Dan Brunoff has your weekend forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories on Thursday, November 14th. DART is back to normal today. All the light rail lines are running on schedule this morning. There were lots of delays yesterday while crews worked to repair overhead wires near the Mockingbird station. DART says all repairs have been completed and service is back to normal. 10 members of a Dallas church are recovering. They all suffered carbon monoxide poisoning during a church dinner. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the story.
Members of Calvary Philadelphia Missionary Baptist Church were having a cookout last night, but Dallas Fire Rescue says they were grilling inside the building on Ann Arbor Avenue east of 35E in southern Dallas. The fire department says they had closed the doors and windows in the building. That let carbon monoxide build up. Dallas Fire Rescue got a call about an unconscious person. When paramedics and firefighters arrived, they say they realized the situation was more serious and called for an EMS supervisor and 7 ambulances. A total of 10 people had dizziness, nausea, and headaches and were taken to the hospital. Dallas Fire Rescue says the church may not have had a carbon monoxide detector and says every home and business should have one installed in a central location. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The man who kidnapped and sexually assaulted an 8-year-old Fort Worth girl last spring will be sentenced today. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Back in September, a federal jury took less than 15 minutes to convict 51-year-old Michael Webb. This following a 2-day trial in which Webb's defense lawyers did not cross-examine any witnesses and did not call any witnesses of their own. Webb opted not to be in the courtroom during the trial and has requested not to be present during his sentencing. Legal analyst Trent Lofton says Judge Reed O'Connor may choose to have Webb present as he passes sentence.
He's under the custody of the Federal Bureau right now. So, in essence, the same judge that's asking the marshals to take him into the holding cell, he can ask him to take him into the courtroom.
The sentencing is scheduled for 9 this morning. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas is seeking harsher punishment for people caught looting after the October tornadoes. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports.
Dallas is implementing a new state law that went into effect September 1st and seeks enhanced penalties when city or state officials declare a state of disaster. For example, the burglary of a building normally carries a range of punishment between 180 days and 2 years. But if the building is in a disaster area, those numbers go up. Robbers could get anywhere between 2 to 10 years. People who loot homes in a disaster area could get 5 years to life in prison. The Dallas County Criminal DA's office says the harsher punishments are designed to protect victims of disaster from being victimized once again by looters. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
North Richland Hills police are looking for help in finding the guy who broke into more than a dozen vehicles at a car dealership over the weekend. Police spokeswoman Carissa Katakaru says it happened around 10 Sunday night at Five Star Ford on Loop 820.
At this point, we have 16 known victims, and all of the vehicles were left unlocked.
You can see surveillance photos of that suspect at KRLD.com. A woman is dead after being hit by a car while crossing an entrance ramp to 35W. Happened around 3:30 this morning near the East Berry Street ramp in Fort Worth. The driver that hit the woman stayed on the scene and is talking with investigators. There's no word on why the victim was crossing the freeway. Dallas is allowing scooters to stay for a few more months. The city council approved an extension of the pilot period. Michael Rogers with the transportation department says the city needs more time to come up with a more permanent agreement especially concerning fees.
With the fee structure that we're looking at, we would like to ensure that the right number of scooters are in the city at the right time, and instead of having just a dump of scooters throughout the city.
Rogers says there are currently 15,000 scooters in Dallas, each company paying $800 for a permit and $21 for each scooter. The Dallas City Council approves an amended contract with Visit Dallas. But as KRLD's Austin York reports, there are conditions.
Following a scathing audit which showed financial mismanagement and waste, the council voted unanimously to continue the contract with Visit Dallas, but with some changes. One of the councilmen who was the hardest on the group was Omar Narvaez.
Visit Dallas, you have been at the trough for far too long, and you're nice and fat. It's time to get ready for a diet.
Councilwoman Jennifer Gates believes Visit Dallas can do good things for the city.
We would like to see more support for the cultural arts, possibly the historical preservation. We need to be very transparent on the financials moving forward and what we keep in reserves, what we don't.
The contract runs through September 2020. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A North Texas liquor distributor is bailing on Grand Prairie and headed to the Austin area.
The Republic National Distributing Company got more than $1 million worth of economic incentives to move operations to Pflugerville, just north of Austin. The company plans to build a 250,000 square foot facility for its beer, wine, and liquor distribution operations. The move will also mean about 300 new jobs for the Austin suburb. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Stars stay hot. They beat Calgary 3-1, and the high school playoffs begin tonight in football. You'll find the full playoff preview and podcast at krld.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.